Welcome, everybody. You're listening to issue number 3 of Soul Food a la Carte. Isaiah 40:11. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those who have young. First sermon I have listed is a sermon on prayer. I'm going through all these sermons on prayer, the series Jesus Pattern for Prayer, and I'm picking out the ones that I found most helpful. This one, go into your room. Why does God promise reward for private prayer in Matthew 6? How can you make your daily prayer time the most enjoyable part of your day instead of a drudgery or a chore that is dry and boring? This message will help you actually look forward to your prayer time each day and come away closer to God. If you don't have time for the whole sermon, I recommend starting at the 25-minute mark. I found the most helpful remarks in the second half after that mark. Here's a quotation from that sermon. The fact that someone is laboring and striving does not mean that person is being legalistic. If you were starving and the food of life were in a locked container and Christ died to open the container, you would not be a legalist if you walked 5 miles to get it. You wouldn't say, he has secured it for me, so I don't need to put forth effort. I'll just wait until the food spontaneously falls into my mouth. Next sermon, also on prayer, praying like a pagan. How would you naturally finish this sentence? God already knows what you need before you ask him, therefore, blank. The way Jesus fills in that blank is surprising, and it gives us great insight into how to pray in a way that truly communes with God rather than just saying dry words. What kinds of things can you do to cause God to be more inclined to answer your prayers? And what can you do to disincline him? You may find the answer surprising. This message will provide you with principles that will deepen and enrich your prayer life and your marriage and other important relationships as well, especially if you're a man. If you have any communication struggles in your marriage, I recommend this message for you. Next sermon on prayer, kingdom praying. Now this one you can start almost at the end. Start at the 48-minute mark and you'll get what I found to be the most helpful part of the sermon. It's about how to have intimacy with God in prayer by understanding the difference between calling your dad on the phone and calling room service. That's at the 48-minute mark. I also included a sermon I recently listened to by John Piper, I Will Not Be Enslaved by Anything, from 1 Corinthians 6. I really like this sermon. He starts the sermon out by telling a story of this guy that Piper was watching out the window. This man had a piece of trash, and he thought he was alone. He looked left and right, and then when he didn't see anybody, he threw the piece of trash over a wall. Piper says that's a parable for our culture. He asks, if the man looked left and right, why didn't he also look up? And he draws some real interesting conclusions from that. This sermon will help you care more about the fact that God sees your behavior and help you walk in obedience. I just found the sermon real helpful. Hebrews 13:3 says that we're to pray for those in prison as if we ourselves were in prison with them. Recently, the Chinese government detained an evangelical pastor and 100 people in his congregation. The pastor gave a friend a letter to publish if he disappeared. This letter has been published, and I have a link to it there in the blog. You can read it. It's a very moving prayer. I recommend it. And then finally, the article, 23 Benefits of Suffering. When we suffer, Scripture calls us to count it pure joy because of all the amazing benefits that we receive through suffering. Well, how is that possible? It's only possible if we understand the value of those benefits. We often ask, why, when hardships break into our lives? Well, we can't know all the reasons, but we can know 23 of them, and that's what this article is about. 23 reasons Scripture gives us for suffering.